This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Coming up, we've got our cheap movie review and a can't-miss interview with a doctor who I think peels back the layers on the onion. If you don't want to have a heart attack and you want to try to live a healthy lifestyle, he gives us some incredible information, and I think you're going to really, really enjoy him. I talk about this all the time, as you know, here on America Tonight, with me getting in shape and what am I doing and what am I eating and how do I try to incorporate better food. And I've talked about the fact that One World Way has become big for me. I did Nutrisystem. I've got that going on. And I don't do some of the terrible, terrible habits I did in the past, because I just wouldn't eat. You know, I'd be running around, grab a cup of coffee. I know you can all relate, you third shifters. And then some of you listening to me at other times in the day, you're whipped, man. You're dog tired. And you have no time to eat except for when you plop on the couch at the end of the day and you inhale whatever crazy food it is you're eating. Or you go out to a giant lunch, haven't eaten breakfast, and you know what I'm saying. So this interview is pretty eye-opening. I love his metaphors, and he's incredibly, incredibly relatable. And I think, like I said, you'll find this information to be really seriously eye-opening. So I decided I was going to do a For Your Health segment, because we talk about it so much. I mean, it's getting off, you know, your dime. And even if you just do it a little bit, I mean, that's the thing. Not, you don't have to dive into the deep end of the pool when you can't swim and say, oh, I hope I can swim. I think I was learning. I think I know how to do this. No. But even if you just tweak a few little things and then you start to feel better and it becomes more of a habit, you know, these easy things to tweak that you're just not doing right now, you'll find, like I did, that it's amazing how something so, so simple with one different twist can make all the difference in a world, how you feel energetic, how healthy you are, that kind of stuff. Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through any blocked valves or any of that kind of stuff. I've seen a few people that have gone through it, and ooh, it's scary. Dr. Menchata will join us at the tail end of this hour. But at the very top, a horrible train accident in New Jersey has everybody talking. One person killed, 108 people injured at a station in Hoboken, where the train, like a movie, like a runaway train, ripped through the station, shocking everybody who happened to be standing nearby or wanting to get on a train or was anywhere within earshot where they could hear an explosion that sounded like a bomb. And they're searching for the answers on this. They're questioning the train engineer. The witnesses say it was like the cars were airborne, which they were. The destruction is massive. Wires hanging everywhere. And it's incredibly sad. It all started, you know, like at 7:30 in the morning. So the preliminary reports say that the crash was an accident or caused by operator error. But when they first dive into these things, they have to be careful, because it's easy to immediately assume it's the engineer. So they're investigating it. Just piles of twisted metal and cables in a very highly trafficked terminal. Awful. Just the train, 614, barreled through a platform at Hoboken Terminal. 8:45, a high time when people are going into the city. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And the engineer, apparently, his father was a longtime New Jersey Transit employee, and he was an engineer for quite some time, for a couple of decades. And it goes to that argument of why can't they put the safety mechanisms in? They're supposed to be done by 2018. Get them in now. Emergency crews everywhere. The helicopter footage of this stuff, like I said, movie set. It looks like, if you saw it from a drone view, helicopter view, whatever, you would think you were looking down at a movie set. I mean, it was that bad. I mean, they had to try to extract people from the train because they had a train that smashed into a structure. So you can just let your imagination think of that for a second, what that would be like. Oh, it'd be so creepy, boy, to be going on that platform. But I feel sorry for the people in the train. A lot of angst, I'm sure. And then some that have that story to tell where they can't even believe they walked away from it, because that's what it looks like when you turn around and you see what that train looked like. I mean, this is ridiculous. They need to use the money, find the money, and put in those safety mechanisms. They already have them designed, and some trains have them, where you can shut that train down and that doesn't happen, or at least you have a better chance of it not happening. A better chance of that not happening. That is key. Moving on to what else was buzzworthy on the day. It's going to be about the debate next week, because we've got a week in between. It's not this Sunday. It's next Sunday when that happens, you know, all over again, part two. And what twists and surprises might we see? I think for sure one of the key areas is going to be what happens with health care. How are we dealing with health care and the crisis situation that so many people find themselves in? So that will be one thing. There's going to be more on, I think, finance, absolutely, and probably more on foreign relationships. You know, that just was kind of brushed on in the last debate. All right. In the meantime, the other thing that caught my attention. Now, I always say on this show, I feel like a weather person, right? Aren't we always talking about there's a tropical storm, there's the possibility of XYZ smashing into whatever, you know, city, because we live by the weather. Everybody talks about the weather, right? That's why we have a farmer's almanac. You can go back in history, and it was always about the weather. Oh, it's so hot. Oh, it's so cold. Oh, there's a mudslide. There's whatever. But shockingly, I went back and looked. This is one of the few weeks where, of all the buzz in the land that I have not been talking about, is the weather. I haven't talked about the weather that much this week, because we haven't had massive weather to talk about, right? And that's so surprising. But I could talk about the world's largest porcupine, and I will do that on the flip side. Plus, we're taking you to the movies next on America Tonight.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free. Just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Music is a word within itself, with a language we all understand.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. As we motor along in a couple of different directions, you know, quickly I will tell you the answer to the riddle. The world's largest porcupine is an animal, is in Africa, and it's, I mean, just absolutely crazy. Almost looks like the size of a little dog. And apparently some of them are being flushed out of areas because of development or, you know, whatnot. And this porcupine is, it would just take you by surprise. And it weighs 30 pounds, this African porcupine. Is that crazy? I don't even know if I've ever even seen a porcupine. I was thinking about that when I read that story. All right, it's not about porcupines. It's about going to the movies. So for our cheap movie review, we've selected a couple of that I think will get a lot of buzz. One of them we know for sure already. People are talking about it because it's about a real life story. So this is a story that affected a lot of people. And the name of this one is Deep Water Horizon.
How's it going?
Honey, so good. You had done. You did such a good job.
Showtime. You can use your props.
My dad is Mike. He works on a drilling rig that pumps oil out from underneath the ocean.
And we're the explorers.
Like Dora.
Like Dora.
A monster. Like the mean old dinosaurs all that oil used to be. So for 300 million years, these old dinosaurs have been getting squeezed tighter and tighter and tighter.
Forget it. Just use two timers.
Then Dad and his friends make a hole in their roof.
Yeah.
And these mean old dinosaurs can't believe it. Freedom! So they rush to the new hole. Then smack, they run into this stuff called mud. That they cram down the straw. Hold the monsters down, we build them a new one.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Boy, you're getting so heavy.
Take 10 forever, please.
Fossil.
Oh, yeah.
I will.
I want to be able to hold it up and say my daddy came to the dinosaurs.
Yeah, there you go. In this movie, directed by Peter Berg, this movie has Mark Wahlberg in it, Kurt Russell, Kate Hudson, a lot of people you would recognize. It is getting kind of mixed reviews. It's about the real thing. What happened? Deepwater Horizon, the largest oil spill in U.S. history, the worst oil spill. In 2010, the offshore drilling rig, Deepwater Horizon. Definitely worth a watch when you're streaming. Don't know if you want to see it on the big screen. It would certainly have the sound effects. There's no question about that. We move on to the second one, and it's called Denial.
I say to you quite tastelessly that more women died on the back seat of Senator Edward Kennedy's car at Chappaquiddick than ever died in a gas chamber at Auschwitz.
It is my pleasure to introduce Professor Deborah Lipstadt. Whatever the reason that people become deniers, they often have an agenda which they won't admit to.
Why do you continually denigrate the work of David Irving?
You can have opinions about the Holocaust, but I won't meet with anyone who says the Holocaust didn't happen.
Professor Lipstadt, I am that David Irving. And I've got $1,000 to give anyone who can show me a document that proves the Holocaust.
I will not debate you, not here, not now, not
ever. Because you're God. Well,
Irving's just sent us notice of a suit to be filed in the High Court.
Miss Lipstadt has done very real damage to my professional existence.
What did you say about him?
I think I called him a liar and falsifier of history.
You better get yourself lawyered up.
A man accuses you of something and it's your job to prove he's wrong. In the U.S., there's a presumption of innocence.
Yeah, not in the U.K.
This case is happening to you, but it's not about you.
Auschwitz is at the very center of Holocaust belief, so it's at the very center of Holocaust denial.
There were no gas chambers anywhere at Auschwitz.
But here is one of the largest killing machines in human history.
We know what it is. It's how we prove what it is.
What if we lose? Suddenly it becomes acceptable to say the Holocaust didn't happen?
The word denial is particularly evil.
And freedom of speech means you can say whatever you want.
The phrase is a poison to which there is no antidote.
What you can't do is lie and expect not to be accountable for it.
There are no holes in that roof. Therefore, there never were any gas chambers.
No holes, no Holocaust. He wanted a catchy phrase. He's got it.
Where's the evidence?
Where's the proof?
Not all opinions are equal.
But I'm not a racist.
My right to stand up against someone who wants to pervert the truth.
All right, so there you go. Denial. Rachel Weisz is in it. Tom Wilkinson is in it. Obviously, it's about the Holocaust and deniers. University professor Lipstadt talking about World War II historian David Irving in a book about Holocaust deniers. Irving accuses her of libel, and that's that legal battle for the truth. It's getting kind of mixed reviews, too. Not bad reviews, just kind of, maybe wait until it comes out streaming, because then it costs you a couple of bucks less. Got some good actors in it, and the theme is interesting. Masterminds is our last movie, and here it is.
My name is David Gant. I always felt I was destined for a life of adventure. It didn't quite pan out that way.
There he is, the man of your dreams.
It's like you're marrying both of us, David. Me and Mama.
Don't speak, even whisper.
Then one day, I met Miss Kelly Campbell.
What would you do with $1 million?
Probably start my own business. Maybe be a bounty hunter.
Hi. Nice.
You know, put a cap in her house. Oh! Oh, that
bird! Oh, my God, David, let me see.
Oh, God!
That bullet just went straight between your cheeks.
Yeah, it feels like it just grazed my biscuits right there betwixt them.
Kelly tells me y'all work together over at Loomis.
That strikes me as
an incredible opportunity.
You talking about robbing a bank? How hard can it be? You load up a truck, and you drive away.
Woo! Police are calling it one of the largest cash heists ever.
17 million missing.
Authorities are now searching for this man.
Look at him. Look like Kenny Rogers and Kenny Loggins had a love child. And then Kenny G, he just showed up to the birthday party, started playing the flute, and messed this boy up.
It's time to cut David Gamp from the team.
We can't do this. This is wrong.
So, who y'all want me to kill?
Not now. Not in front of
it's one of them.
No.
Please go upstairs right now.
See y'all in a little bit.
Save Chambers double crossed me.
David?
Yeah, I'm right here, Sugar Bush, okay? Don't worry about a fight.
Oh!
Lord, that's a cheap door.
You gotta give me a 3 count next time.
Brace your boobies.
What?
Sometimes the only way out is through.
Oh, no.
All right, masterminds. Obviously, they're up to mayhem. And listen to who the cast is. Zach Galifianakis, Kirsten Wiig, Owen Wilson, Jason Sudeikis, Kate McKinnon. So a whole bunch of very funny, funny people. I think Zach Galifianakis is so funny. And he is stuck in the monotony, they say, of driving an armored truck day in and day out. So when his soul is crushed, and his work, you know, lures him into the heist of a lifetime, that's what ensues. They're trying to steal $17 million. And it's gotten, it's an hour and 36 minutes, PG-13. It's gotten some pretty good reviews that it's funny. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a pretty good review. I think Zach is hilarious, and all the people I mentioned are pretty funny, too. If you go to the movie, send me your cheap movie review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Invade the Man Cave or Level the Playing Field. Send it to AmericaTonight.net. Hang through.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Very pleased in this edition of For Your Health to welcome to the show cardiologist Dr. Arush Manchanda. He's the author of a book, the upcoming book, Your Heart House, An Artisan's Approach to Understanding Heart Health. I think now more than ever, and I just had a friend whose sister was in her early 50s, and she had a heart attack, and they could not revive her. And, of course, when they went back and they were going through her kitchen, cleaning things out, lots of potato chips, lots of fast food wrappers that were in the trash, and what the daughter said was, you know, my mom ate a lot of quickie food and didn't really eat a lot of vegetables and just didn't have that lifestyle and didn't worry about it, and I wonder how much that contributes to it. So we have the doc in the house, and I'm sure he can flush that all out for us. Dr. Manchanda, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Katie. Thank you for inviting me.
So, lifestyle choices. I gave the example there, and this is a true story. I just had lunch with my friend, and it was just a devastating thing for the family. What can we do? I mean, I think people become overwhelmed, and that's the excuse. Well, I can't do everything. I can't just eat vegetables and never eat a potato chip again or never have ice cream again. As a doctor, what do you tell people?
Well, you know, this is not just a problem. I mean, this is the problem in America. It's also the problem in the world. I mean, you would think that Indians, you know, where I come from, are vegetarian. A lot of my patients, you know, were cowboys and, you know, eat double whopper. They'll be like, hey, I want to have the Indians. And gosh, but, you know, paradoxically, Indians have worse heart disease because they get a lot of junk and fried foods too. You know, the way to really coach the masses is first really helping them understand. And that's the premise of my book is, you know, when you think of your heart, think of it like a house, right? And just like you have plumbing and electricity behind the sheetrock, the heart has its own plumbing and electricity. And so when we're talking about blockages, you know, Roto-Rooters, balloon stent bypasses, we're talking about the plumbing. Now, if you start pouring beef fat, chips, right, grease, cholesterol-rich substances down it and down your sink and your, you know, garbage compactor, right? I mean, you can already tell how it's going to be clogged, right? So sometimes when the first step, I feel, to any change in behavior is knowledge. And once they understand that, they're like, oh, okay, so that's what he means by, you know, why these foods and fast foods and chips and fried food is not good, because this is just grease coming down my pipe. They get it. And then I think the second step is just like, you know, we all put Drano down our pipes, you know, to prevent that. So if you have a strong family history, or you have poor dietary habits, or you're overweight, you know, you want to start thinking about taking a little baby aspirin. You know, I say, and I discuss this further in my book, like baby aspirin is like a Drano, right? But you have to take it in a limited amount, so it keeps the arteries and the plumbing clean. And then anything that can help in reducing cholesterol, you know, like statins have a role. There's some medicines. And then throughout the book, I even give people different lifestyle tips that can help prevent you know, the plumbing or their arteries from blocking up. Now, you asked me the third question is, like, how do we really empower people or help them engage? And that's what I'm, you know, really working hard on. You know, I realized that as a cardiologist that it's very hard to sell prevention, you know. Like when people come in to our doors and they're having heart attacks and bad pain and they're going to die, they listen to us. But when they're feeling good, right, and they're enjoying their tips and enjoying their Taco Tuesday, you know, I mentioned that in the book too, then they don't. And because they, you know, it's like retirement planning. We don't really start thinking until we really have, you know, a foreclosure. And then you're like, oh, I wish I would have done better. So I think the idea here is knowledge. You know, once people start understanding the different parts of their house, or their heart house, I call it, then I think they will start to have better behavior patterns, and hopefully, you know, we'll change that with simple swaps in foods. And I can talk more about it if you want.
Yeah, let's talk about the food. What food swaps make the most difference in your heart health?
You know what? Coming from a bad DNA to myself, like I have uncles, aunts, my grandma, who was actually the motivation behind the book. Both my grandparents succumbed to heart attack, my aunts have diabetes, and so I want to be very cautious, you know, I've made simple changes, which I think will work good for the rest of the world, where when I go in to buy, you know, if I'm eating a burger, I'll sometimes have them, you know, make it on a lettuce wrap, right? So, I mean, you'll see nowadays there's a lot of places where they'll offer you an option at a fast food store. You go in and say, I really like my beef patty or my turkey burger, and you know, when I go to Applebee's, I'll say, hey, can you serve me this on a lettuce? They kind of look at me funny, like, oh, you know, but hey, you know, it tastes good. I mean, it's not like I need to have the whites and the carbs and the fat. You know, sometimes I'll go to Subway and they don't have, you know, big lettuce, and so I'll ask them, can you put my, you know, patty and make me a sandwich between two eggs? I mean, I'm getting protein. So, you know, simple things like that, and then try to, you know, a lot of dietitians talk about a rainbow plate, where, you know, we call it a balanced diet, where we want to have enough of proteins and fibers, and so getting greens and oranges and red like carrots, and but they all bring different type of nutrients and antioxidants, and so I think simple swaps like that, if we can try and have a cup of fruit every day to one of our meals, you know, a little more veggies and not just having just bread, you know, I think these are simple swaps that have worked for me, and I think they're at least one step forward, so we're not just having our tacos and cheese dips, you know, try to get the veggies with it, because the fiber will bind the fire and help it poop it out, you know. I want to say it in simplistic terms, that's the idea of having a high-fiber diet, because even if you cheat a little bit and your food has a little fat, it'll bind to it and make you poop it out so you don't absorb it.
I love that. By the way, the lettuce thing works. I do the same thing. There's a fast food place called Jimmy John's, so it would be like a Subway, and Doc, you go in there, and you can swap that for the giant lettuce and whatever it is, if you have turkey and cheese or something, instead of having a sub with a thick,
I must be aligned. Yeah, I do that the same with you. I mean, and that turkey sandwich they have is my favorite. Yep, and, you know, but the one thing I sometimes do is when they ask me, hey, do you want chips? You know how it comes? I'll say, you know, why can't we take a side of apples or a side of fruit or a parfait? You know, something that is a little less dense and low in salt. And then, you know, I take care of so many people with high blood pressure and hypertension. And you know what that bag of chips does? I mean, it's a lot. You know, all this salt that we are putting into our system is raising our blood pressure, right? It's the old rules of physics that wherever there's salt, the pressure is going to be high. When we were kids, you remember the chemistry experiments? Like you take salt water in one cup and you take regular water, and if you put a pipette or a pipe, the water is going to start getting drawn towards the salt water. And so when we take a lot of salt, you know, our bodies retain water. We call that congestive heart failure. I talk a lot about this, you know, what people need to do if they have congestive heart failure. It's all laid out in the book. I even give out lifestyle tips to people to prevent, you know, getting there. The focus needs to go from patients to people. You know, I'm a strong believer that, I mean, I love taking care of patients. I've done it for 10 years or even more as a medical student. But I think I want to shift gears and take care of people, because we don't want, you know, people to convert to patients, right? We want to reverse this step.
Right, absolutely. What are some of the questions you wished, and I think this is brilliant, because I think it plays off of what you just said, that relationship is different than when you think of, I go to the doctor, he gives me the prescription, whatever. What questions do doctors wish that their patients would ask them?
You know, that's a tough one, but I feel, because there are some doctors, you know, who are part of the cookie cutter plan, and it's not their fault, right? I mean, if you go to a martial arts school, you're going to be trained in martial arts. If you go to a boxing school, and so we all live in this world where we have these opinions, and then there are different parties and bipartisan and conservatives, but Here's my approach, you know, and that's kind of like the title of my book. I call it The Artisan's Approach. And I feel like long before physicians were scientists, right, they were artisans. In fact, Hippocrates, the father of medicine, he said medicine is an art. And I think, yes, we are really fortunate, you know, that over the years we have built research and tools and evidence-based medicine, and, you know, in technical terms, within healthcare systems, we call them care process modules and protocols, but I think we are really losing that personal touch, you know, the touch of that no two patients are built the same, right? Now, we can build Toyotas on an assembly line, and they all look the same, or the iPhone built in China, the new iPhone 7 will look all the same as long as it goes through the same, you know, machines. But can you promise that God will build each one of us the same, with the same exact metabolism, the same heart, the same height, right?
You can. Wow, Dr. Manchado, such great information. We're going to stop here for a second and take a quick break, and then we're going to continue with Dr. Manchado, who, of course, has this great approach, theartisansapproach.com. So hang with us, everybody.
Oh, Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for health care than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Manchanda and talking about the heart. Wow, such great information on, I think, the little tweaks and not realizing what we're doing, damage we're doing when we're told certain things. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of scenario. Right, Doc?
So those are the questions that I want the public to say, hey, you know what? Yes, you say that statins are good, you know, but what applies to me, Doc? Is it good for me? And, well, yes, you say, you know, water, like a common question I get asked is, well, everybody says water is good. It helps me detox. I go to the chiropractor and I get a massage. Well, is water good for you when you're drowning?
Yeah, no.
Okay, good. So yep. What happens is when you've developed congestive heart failure, we want those people to have not more than 64 ounces of water in a day. We call that fluid restriction. Now, the problem is that the medical industry has not figured out a way to communicate this to the layperson. And that's how I'm hoping that my book would be a solution to that, because the patients don't ask. Like, they just read, oh, water is good, And yes, there's the big statement, water is good for our detox, because my massage therapist said, but hey, water is going to kill you and put you into the hospital if you're in congestive heart failure patient. And if you're a high blood pressure patient, you need to ask the doctors, hey, what are these lifestyle measures that I can take before I go on a bunch of pills? And yes, we love pills because there's a lot of science to it. And I'm a firm believer that there are pills that really change outcomes and prevent lives. But we need to have some sort of an integrative approach, an intellectual approach that also fits into people's belief systems, right?
Right.
So those are the kind of questions I wish that patients ask their doctors. And I hope their doctors are compassionate enough to take the time out to discuss this, because this is the only way we are going to be able to solve this healthcare problems. Because if you're going to rush and keep checking boxes and a cookie cutter medicine plan and a checkbox, ain't going to solve the problem. We've tested this. It has failed. We need patient engagement. We need patient education. We need Katie to be part of an individual plan. We need the artisan approach.
Yeah, boy, and who knew you're right about the water? I just was with a friend who's a chiropractor earlier in the week, and very healthy, but that's what she tells everyone, water, 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 so much water. But you're right, what if the person had these blockages? I had no idea. So depending on their chemistry, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I live in the desert, and I was just interviewed before for Utah Summer Games, because we happen to host them, and everybody talks about keep hydrated, keep water, and we have some seniors. I mean, it's awesome. We live in a community where people are very active, and so there's a seniors sort of section. They go and compete, great. We encourage them. But if they have heart failure and high blood pressure, and now they're drinking 2 gallons of water and putting salt tablets like the 18-year-old athlete, right? It's like, hey, I'm going to run this little half marathon, and now they start pouring salt and water just because it's cool. They're going to come back in heart failure. So, like I said, one size doesn't fit all. All the information out there is accurate. What pertains to you is what needs to be fitted in as an individual care. Now, President Obama calls this precision medicine. I don't know if you're familiar with this term, or
yes.
We call this personalized medicine. I call it the artisan approach. At the core, they're the same thing, right? We need to figure out a very precise, individualized, crafted plan that works for that one person that has those different diseases to achieve the ultimate success. That's what the artisan approach is. You want to call it precision medicine, you want to call it personalized medicine, you want to call it anything you want, but I don't think our patients really understand what precision medicine would mean, and so I'm hoping that I can simplify that as a first step, and to say that means one size doesn't fit all. And guys, please engage with us. Ask us the right questions, so we can craft, that little individualized plan for you.
Yeah, wow, that's such great advice. Another thing that we hear all the time, and I think would be valuable for people listening, is, hey, if you have the French people do this, if you have a glass of wine every single day, that'll keep your heart healthy and that'll keep you healthy. Is there some truth to that? What does wine do for you?
Well, wine has antioxidants, and soon on my website, which is theartisansapproach.com, T-H-E, Artisans Approach, I've mentioned that. I'll soon be posting a blog about that, where... and again, bringing you back to the heart house where I started, right? So we have plumbing and we have electricity. Now, wines and different alcohols have actually shown antioxidant effects, and they actually increase good cholesterol. So I would think, in our medical terms, we call good cholesterol as a scavenger receptor agonist, which means it kind of does the job of a drain off, kind of like. So if you have your plumbing greased up, the bad cholesterol and grease is entering and kind of clog it.
Mm-hmm.
The good cholesterol is working against it you know, on the swimming pool, we call it the auto-clean system, right? So our body, mm-hmm. built beautifully by God, we have auto-cleaner systems in our body to build up. You know that if you have higher clot burden, in our body has our self-clot lysers. If you have high cholesterol, our body has been made to have an auto-cleansing system, and good cholesterol is part of it. So, yes, in small doses, alcohol has good effects on good cholesterol. It will raise your good cholesterol, and it will keep your plumbing good. And so, but then after a certain while, like, you know, we always say too much sweet will make the dish spoil, right?
Mm-hmm.
So after a certain while, which is considered to be one glass of wine for a woman and two glasses of wine, and I'm talking standard pour, like 150 ml is how it's defined and studied by epidemiologists. Then the medical, you know, then we start thinking, you know, going more over, what we call is over the moderate dose a week. Some people call it 14 glasses, you know, tops per man, 7 glasses a week. That's the dose, you know, as they study it. Because after that, you're going to start noticing some damage. So the analogy, which again I put in the book is, and I'm going to ask you, Katie, so if you start putting too much Drano down the pipes, what's going to happen?
Yeah, it's not. It's gonna erode. It's gonna hurt me if I do that.
It's gonna erode. Yes.
Yeah.
So you know, so alcohol is good for the plumbing to keep it. But if you put the whole damn, you know, bottle in there, it's gonna burn the sink. And so that's the same thing happens with the heart. The alcohol, it keeps in a small little dose, you know, in a regulated fashion. If you're disciplined enough with your pour, and you're doing it with dinner, and you swear by it, yes. You know, it will keep your plumbing clean because it has antioxidant and good cholesterol effects. But if you start cheating and you start taking more, you're going to put yourself at risk of wall damage. We call that alcohol-induced cardiomyopathy. So I discuss all this in detail. But to top this off, if you have any electrical problem, like you've heard of people have AFib, palpitations,
yes.
flutter,
yeah.
you know, for those, alcohol is like fire. Okay, so those people, if those people take any bit of alcohol as a stimulant, and it will stimulate, you know, with the catecholamine and the adrenaline rush, these arrhythmias, and we see that commonly patients present, you know, on Friday and Saturday nights when I was in Washington, D.C., you know, there are a lot of kids that that would come in. People, you know, that's a common urgent care visit when people are on holidays. We call it even, there's a name for it. We call it the holiday heart syndrome. It's in my book. And so, yes, you know, the alcohol has some good effects. But again, see, once you break it down with the heart house analogy I have, that, hey, it's plumbing. It has different effects on walls. It has different effects on electricity. And once consumers understand it, they don't take this as a cliche like, oh, alcohol and wine is good for me, because you really need to know what kind of heart disease you have or what runs in your family. So then you take steps to prevent that or cure that depending on what you have, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's precision medicine or artisan's approach.
Yeah.
One of the same thing at its core.
Wow. I love it. We got to talk about this again. Doc, we got to run. This was terrific. Dr. Manchanda's excellent. TheArtisanApproach.com. Check it out there, and you can certainly buy the book there or go to Amazon.com. Thanks, Doc.
You take care, Katie. I look forward to talking to you again. I really enjoyed it.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
How confident are you in your food storage?
If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food storable.